We're bringing it back.
Fireball.
Kira, keep that in. Anyways.
Oh my god, I'm actually here to, like, give you a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Or say absolutely not.
Honestly, should we start the session with shots of Fireball all around? No.
Yes!
I'm kidding.
Absolutely.
Oh, it might help.
Honestly...
I would just like to remind everybody, it is February currently.
That's true.
And that being said, tis the season! At the end of the year, Galar champion Leon decided to throw a massive gala at the newly refurbished Crown Shrine. But tragedy strikes just as the festivities are beginning. Our party, Nessa, Bede, Kabu, Marnie, and Milo, lose consciousness due to spiked drinks, and sometime later wake up in a damp, dark, underground, trap-infested dungeon. After escaping, our group rush back to the shrine to find their five friends about to be sacrificed by a figure wearing black armor. After an intense battle, the group managed to save their friends, unmask this villain who was revealed to be none other than Hop, fueled by rage and seemingly possessed. In a moment of desperation, Hop activated his magic circle, which immediately sprouted black hands and began looking for bodies to satiate its hunger. Just to kind of recap, hands grabbed, who was it, B, sucked it into the portal. Y'all had one of them pinned with a rock, and it decided to cut off that hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so that hand is just kind of laying like life and limplessly on the ground. And then everything else retreated back into the circle in the middle, the portal. And then the portal disappears.
Hmm.
And then there was an egg, right, in the center who's, like, coming out?
The egg was inside the portal.
Okay. Is it still inside the portal?
Yes.
Okay.
But the portal is currently gone.
Oh.
No portal, no problem.
Exactly. Oh my God, we won.
No. We did it, guys.
We did it. Epic gaming
moment. High five.
Good, yeah. Good session, guys.
Glad that we figured it out.
Time to go home.
Oh, yeah. No. Why is Kabu the voice of reason here? That doesn't make any sense.
I think we're good.
With
yeah,
age comes wisdom.
Job well done.
No. We gotta open it back up. We gotta get back in there. Our friends and coworkers and colleagues are in there.
Right.
How do you suggest we do that?
Let's.
How do we save most of the people?
Listen, it's easy. We just redo the usual, or we recreate.
Yeah, we redo. That sounds like his problem.
Yeah, we just do the ritual again.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so we should summon Pokemon Satan.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. No, that's fine. I get it.
It's something that I always wanted to try, so, like, why not?
Nessa just gives you the most bombastic side eye. And she's like, I knew it. I knew there's something wrong.
I love that Milo's in it, like, not to save his friends, but he's convinced because he wants to be satanic.
It would be pretty interesting, yeah. Like, well, I'd never done it before.
He's sick of being like the weakest gym leader. He at least wants to be number two.
Can Kabu go to the center of the pentagram summoning circle and just kind of jump and just see what happens?
Yeah.
Great.
I won't make you roll for it. You walk out onto the concrete floor. You jump in the middle of the circle. And yeah.
Kabu says, well, that wasn't it.
Now you look like an idiot.
I didn't look
How
that
are your
bad.
Knees, old man?
My knees are fine.
Heard after
guys.
That? Like,
Kabu's thinking like Mario. Oh, I gotta jump on it.
A hidden Nessa box appears use... above it.
It's because he didn't say Wahoo. That was.
Oh yeah, do it again. Do it again.
Yeah, do it again, but say Wahoo.
Kabu will reluctantly go for a hop. With you can tell that it's the vertical is less because he's been bullied by his friends, and he also lets out a morose Wahoo as he jumps.
Does anything happen?
No.
No, of course not. Like,
yes, actually, Bowser appears. The real fun.
The unlocked new Bowser. Villain.
I grab him by the tail and spin him around.
Nessa,
damn, that was really good.
Really good. Yeah, seriously.
That was me, of course.
Oh, hell yeah.
Professional voice actor.
Nessa will use this lull in the excitement to go check on Sonya and more reluctantly Leon.
More reluctantly damn. Leon. Yeah.
They are to tell Leon that his brother just like yeeted himself into hell.
Yeah, and that his brother actually hates him and blames him for like everything wrong with his life. Maybe I can leave that out.
It's kind of part of the going to hell thing.
Yeah.
Younger sibling syndrome.
True.
Sons.
Leon was just too unbeatable. Honestly, it's his fault.
Leon, golden child.
That's so true. We should just kill Leon.
Yeah, draw the pentagram again and just put him in it. But yeah, I'll
as
go
you
check
investigate
on...
them, make an intelligence check.
My minus two in intelligence.
You minus two? I feel like that's okay.
Wow, you really said Nessa's stupid.
Is that not your Pokemon? Are you sure?
Oh shit, that's right.
That now. Might be your Pokemon. Yeah.
Oh, I'm plus one.
There we go.
All right.
I was like, this is
like
Dreadnought.
How are you lower than me, dude?
I'm like,
okay.
I thought I kept it as like a rule of thumb of like people aren't sexist. Negative intelligence, you know.
Squids is not sexist, real.
He is marked safe from cancellation.
He really said women, am I right?
That turns my really cool five into a six.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah. You can tell that they're all fine, like physically and healthy, but they are still unconscious, almost magically.
Okay, so they're still in the trance.
I think this is a Marnie moment.
Can I? Oh, do you think Marnie has like a Team Yell horn just like vibing in her back pocket?
Sure. If you want it, you can have it.
Can I blow it in their faces and see if they wake up?
Yeah. What would that be? Charisma?
Roll for blow.
Charisma.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Charisma, like a performance check.
Yeah.
Okay, what's my modifier is plus five for charisma. So that's a dirty 20.
Yeah, it's like the Marnie Riz.
Yeah, the Marnie 20. Riz. Jeez. Dirty 20 for a horn in the face.
Yeah, they because they don't wake up, but I want to give you something for the dirty 20. I don't know. Yeah, they're still under the spell. They do not awaken. Wasn't your passive like Bardic Inspiration or something? Or local celebrity?
Yes, local celebrity.
Yeah.
I can use an action to choose a creature other than myself within 60 feet who can hear me. And they gain one die of ability on checks or attacks.
Yeah, I'll say everyone gets like a d4 that they can just use freely now.
Oh,
everyone that heard it
from my sick warning.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I feel like you probably shouldn't say it like that.
Yeah, maybe not like that.
My horn blowing.
It's not getting better.
You know?
It hasn't improved.
My very good blowing gave everybody inspiration.
Yeah, I feel inspired, personally.
I've never been more inspired in my life.
It's just a really good blow, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy what a good blow can do for someone.
Oh, God. Guys, this is serious. Our friends are in hell, okay?
You're right, that wasn't above table at all, though.
Someone, anyone, everyone, make a perception check.
Ooh, boy.
Somebody, anybody, everybody scream!
19.
7.
19. That's crazy.
Well, mine is
yeah,
a 20.
You look outside and the sky is like glowing purple.
Oh. Do you guys want to take this party outside?
Maybe we're in hell and the portal was actually to the normal world.
Oh, you see, after that conversation.
Damn, that's existential.
Yeah, maybe
maybe
like
we've been in hell this whole time.
Okay.
Wait, this isn't the good place. This is a bad place.
Okay. Yeah, is there anything to investigate about the mysterious sky?
Do you walk outside?
Yes.
Yeah, as
open
you...
the door. Something like that.
Yeah, head back out, open the door. You see a large creature standing in front of the cathedral. It is very dragon-like, but with no wings, but it has four long necks and heads.
Oh, four?
Yeah.
Is this thing floating?
No. He's walking on the ground. He's about, I want to say, like 40 feet tall.
Oh, he's very big.
Yeah.
Pokemon?
Oi! Hi!
I think that's Marnie's version of Here Kitty Kitty.
Oi, hi.
Oi, hi.
Oi. State your business.
Is
she a British cop?
Yeah.
She's a Bobby.
Yeah, with that, let's roll initiative.
Oh no!
Does this motherfucker have like a red cloud floating around on his head at the top?
Oh shit! Yeah, let's retcon it to make it that.
Okay.
It does now. Let's fucking
hell
go.
Hell yeah!
I got a 5.
Is initiative based on dex?
Yes.
Yes.
4.
3.
19 for Kabu.
All the girls just got like consecutive numbers. I love it.
That's so cute, actually.
So did the fellas.
Girls night out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my fellas.
Yeah.
Is Hop one of the heads?
No way.
Wait a fucking minute.
Dude, I don't know what Hydreigon is. They merged into one entity.
It's a Hydreigon with Hop.
It's Hop right. Dragon.
Hop Dragon.
Hop Dragon.
No.
What kind of Lovecraftian horror is this?
This has nothing to do with love or craft.
The less
okay?
racist one.
Less race, so true. I can
so
only
sorry.
Hope.
I just always have to keep being reminded that he was like super racist.
Who
was racist?
Lovecraft.
H.P. Lovecraft.
Lovecraft?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know what, that checks out.
It's just always the thing that's like, I oh, mean yeah. he was really yeah. racist. Oh,
I've been listening yeah. to his stuff and that kind of checks out. Kabu, you are up first.
Excellent. I'm assuming I've sent a scorch at the ready, correct?
Yes. I'm gonna say, continuing from last time, if you did not have your Pokemon out already, you may take your Pokemon out as a free action on the first turn.
Great.
I love that rule.
I'm going to get Inferno out on the field and say, well, do I have a little button on the bottom of my HUD that says Dynamax on it?
Hmm.
It's fine if not. I'm just curious.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, yeah.
It's the bridge
just
button.
Because that's a lot of mechanics to make up right in the moment.
Yeah, it definitely is. How do I want to do this? I guess I want Kabu to make a check to see if he recognizes the draconic creature as a species, or maybe can determine the typing, perhaps.
Yeah. Go ahead and make a... what stat do I want this to be? It'd be wisdom, right? Like history?
Yeah.
Yeah, make a history check.
I'm into it.
So we've seen it before.
That's a 9.
You do not recognize what this is, or is able to gather any type information off it.
Okay. Kabu will take a deep breath, let out a sigh, and just say, Inferno, it's time to bug bite. And we'll have Inferno use bug bite.
Cool, cool, cool. Roll to hit.
Natural 17. So I forgot to re-put the power spots in here, but I think they're +8 or +9 or something.
Yeah, they're really
bonus
high.
To hit.
So
yeah.
Natural 17 does break the armor class.
Fantastic. So. Yeah, we're going to roll this damage on this bug bite. Oh, I got a 37, baby.
Ooh.
That's a chomp right there. Love it when Inferno gets a chomp.
Good chunk. Yes. So as Inferno goes and takes a chunk out of one of the heads of this creature, that head completely withers and falls off.
Interesting. I see what's happening here.
Yes.
Okay, well, Kabu doesn't get it or care much, so Kabu will use his unrelentingly positive outlook on life for Senta Scorch to make an additional attack, if that is permitted.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, another bug bite.
Roll the hit.
25.
Yeah, that hits.
Inferno's not messing around, gamers.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling 48. Not as good of a roll, but 22 points of bug damage.
Right. Jeez, chunking this thing already.
Yeah, Inferno's going nuts.
Yeah. You do significant damage to a second head, but it does not fall off and die.
May I inquire if this dragon happens to be holding a berry?
No, it does not.
Okay. Very good. Kabu.
Very good. Sorry. I'm on some new shit tonight.
Fireball?
Kabu is very proud of Inferno and says, good job, and gives like, you guys know that gif of the guy who's like watching the sports game and he's wearing a green jacket and he like emotes in the crowd who's like excited and he like looks to a camera that isn't there and gives a thumbs up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, there's this gif of a guy and he's like an NPC.
He's like an extra in the crowd, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like he's just cheering as normal, something? And then he stops.
Are you talking about Sword and Shield, or just
in... No, and there's this gif, it's like a viral gif of a guy who's like in a crowd watching a game, and he's just cheering as normal, and then he like his cycle refreshes and he like does an emote and he like gives a thumbs up in a really funny way. Anyways, out of context, I'm trying to explain that Kabu gives a very charismatic thumbs up to Inferno. Thank you.
I can hear like the gym theme. Do 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 do.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on.
If that is it for Kabu, Milo.
Which one of the heads looks the most like Hop?
You know, roll me a perception check on that one.
Gotcha. Wisdom 1. 16.
16. Yeah. All of them look exactly the same.
Damn. All right, so I'm going to shoot a Dragon Pulse at the one that I think looks like Milo. Which, how many heads are there?
That you think looks like Milo?
Not Milo, I'm sorry, it looks like Hop.
Okay.
So how many heads are there?
Three heads currently. One of them was completely ripped off by Scent of Scorch.
Damn, I rolled a 4 on the D4, hold on. Okay, so I'm aiming for the head furthest to the left. I'm like, that one looks the most like Hop, I'm going to take him out. And it just all look the same. So we're going to hit it with a Dragon Pulse.
You're going to hit it with a Dragon Pulse. Okay, is that a save?
No. That is just a roll to hit.
Roll to hit? Okay.
Yeah.
How much did you roll?
Let's see. Not well. Let's see. 15.
That meets the armor class and ties favor the attacker.
Nice. Okay, so that's a lot of damage. Okay.
That's a high armor class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoops, that was the wrong die. Hold on.
It's almost like it's a final boss or something.
No way. 33 dragon damage.
33 points of dragon damage goes into this thing. You fire this beam, this little apple pie that's sitting in the middle of the snow, shoots this draconic laser at one of the heads, completely cutting it off and severing it.
Whoa.
Got it.
So that was 33?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is that it for you?
That would be it for me, yes.
Yeah. As this happens, this creature kind of wiggles around. And as you can see, the hole, I guess, what do you call it after the head's been severed? I guess it's just the hole where the heads were. Four more heads grow out.
Hail Hydra.
And... it will also make an attack. He seemed to heal a little bit from getting these heads out. Just a little note for y'all. I'm going to roll a die. Let's just see. Chompers. He's looking kind of mean, right? Little dragony, little intimidating. So he is going to scream at Chompers. And Chompers hears this and his eyes glow red.
Oh,
and
no.
This is a roll to hit. Remind me of Chomper's armor's class.
18.
18. Okay, it is. It does not. Chomper's eyes glow red for a second, and then he blinks once, and he's back to normal.
My goat.
And I believe that will be the end of his turn, and that brings it around to Nessa.
So for my personal action, I'm going to also try to roll an investigation and see what this thing... Well, I mean, like, it is a Hydra, right? But, like, I want to know what that translates to in the wonderful world of Pokemon. So I'm going to roll this dice.
And you have your inspiration die.
I'm going to get a 1.
You have an inspiration die.
Is that going to save the 1?
A D4. Maybe
I don't
not.
Think that's going to save me here. Okay, so never mind. Scratch that. And then I guess Chompers will go for a good old-fashioned rock tomb. I don't know if the rocks can reach 40 feet up in the air, but I want him to aim at the body and not the heads. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Like, what
I'm gonna
is the
add, like,
anatomy of this hop
dragon? Is rock tomb a save or a roll to hit?
It is a save.
It is a save. Okay.
A strength save.
I'm going to add an additional dex check to see if you do that. The rock tomb is going to hit regardless. It's just the dexterity check to see where it hits.
Okay, my super dexterous turtle. Okay, my super dexterous turtle gets a 16.
Yeah. Okay. So roll for your damage.
I just rolled 3 consecutive ones.
No way.
Hell yeah.
23 points of rock type damage.
All right. Yep. These rocks just kind of pound like the belly of this creature, just kind of one after another. Pop, pop, pop. Taking 23 points of rock type damage.
Incredible job, Chompers. That's my little guy. I think that's cool. It for
if
me.
That is it, yeah, then it is Marnie.
Oi.
You're up next.
Sorry. So how many heads does the Hopdragon have now?
It has 6 currently.
Is that what we're calling it? Hopdragon?
Hopdragon. I love that.
Has Hydreigon used a move already?
This creature, yes, it attempted to scream and communicate to Chompers, but it failed.
Okay. How does Torment affect that? Torment is you send a dark energy to torment a creature in range that attacks you. Oh, it didn't attack me. Does that mean it's a reaction?
When hit, force the target to make a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, it sounds like a reaction.
So, it sounds like a reaction. Okay, so I can't use it yet.
Nope.
Okay, but I can quick attack.
You can, and that's a bonus action.
Yes. I think I'll do a quick attack into an aura wheel.
Cool, cool, cool. Roll to hit on the quick attack.
For the love of sweet baby Jesus and his foot fetish.
What?
You didn't see the Super Bowl commercial?
No, I didn't.
Out of context.
It's like, Jesus didn't teach hate. He washed feet. It's like, yeah, he's got a foot fetish. Oh. That's a dirty 20 to hit.
Dirty 20 to hit? All right. Yeah, you hit a quick attack. Roll that damage.
6 plus 5, 11.
11, okay. And then I believe Aura Wheel is a saving throw
that
I have to make?
Yes, it is a dex save.
Okay, and what's the DC on it?
20.
20 looks like? Jesus Christ. Yeah. It does not make it. So it is taking full damage from this.
It says taking fire damage on a fail. Is it supposed to be full damage?
It's electric damage. It alternates between electric and dark. I forgot to update that.
So it just takes full damage.
Turn one, it's electric. Turn two, all odd turns, it's going to be electric. All even turns, it's going to be dark.
Okay. 20 plus 10 is 30.
30, nice.
That's how math works, right?
Yeah. More Pico gears himself up and dashes in with a quick attack. And as Morpeko lands the attack, it instantly switches to an aura wheel, does a circle all the way around one of the necks of this Hydra, cutting it off.
Very cool.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that's my turn.
Cool, cool. Now it is Beady, however we decided to pronounce it.
I don't think we ever did decide. I think we've just been like alternating, which is fun. Let's see. I think I would like to dazzle his gleam.
Ooh.
Tilly, what?
You dazzle on my gleam, Tilly.
So true.
Is that a roll to hit or a saving throw? I think that's
it is a saving throw, right?
Cool. What am I rolling?
Con save.
Constitution. Okay. This thing is pretty hardy.
Darn.
What is the saving throw?
It is 15.
It meets that, or it passes. It passes. Oh, okay. So I'm taking half damage.
Is that how that works? That is awesome. That is how that works. Okay. That is so cool.
So cool.
All right, let me roll some damage. Ah, sorry, that was me opening my dice container.
You make that sound every time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the sound Bead makes as Hatterene attacks, so that it like does the extra damage. To 10 plus the 10 damage bonus, so that's 20.
Alrighty. I will trust your math on that.
You rolled really high on that damage.
Yeah, all y'all are rolling really fucking high.
Yeah.
This creature is looking like it's in the yellow.
Okay.
Is that it? That was just an attack. Are you wanting to make any kind of checks or something yourself? Yeah.
Ooh, I would love to make some sort of check. I love checking things.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
We haven't determined some sort of type for this thing yet. Could I attempt to determine that sort of information?
Yeah.
Where can my dice go?
Make an Arcana check.
Oh, there it is. I was about to send out an Amber Alert for my D20. Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that why my phone was going off?
Look out for D20 in your area.
What was it last seen wearing?
Last seen rolling a natural 20. Arcana check. That will be... I'm proficient in Arcana. How exciting. So that'll be a 22?
22, yeah. You gather that this is a creature not from this world at all. It's not based off anything. It's not any kind of Pokemon.
Dude, what?
You also recognize... Yeah, you also recognize with that roll that none of the attacks you've done have done any sort of super effective or resisted damage. Mm-hmm.
This is a real ass creature.
This is a billion lions.
Of course.
We have to get every Pokemon.
Quick.
Hey, summon Rayquaza. Sorry.
That's interesting. We're dealing with something that is not of this world.
Yeah, I've never seen a billion lions before.
A billion pyroar, maybe. Cool.
What is a lion?
What is a lion?
I don't know what that is, dude.
Damn.
Hop's hatred for his family really transcended the dimension.
Right.
He broke the fourth wall.
God, there are four walls now, too.
You guys remember that one scene from Deadpool where he was like, it was like a flashback? And then, like, during the flashback, he talked to the camera. He's like, yeah, this is a fourth wall break inside a fourth wall break. That's, like, 16 walls.
That is a lot of walls.
I do remember that.
I thought it was funny. Cool. I guess that's the end of Beat's turn, and we roll back up to Kabu.
Interesting. Now that we've determined that this creature is not a Pokemon, that doesn't change Kabu's game plan at all. And he will continue to attack it with Inferno, because Inferno is powerful and mighty and a great buggy guy. this time we're going to switch up the strategy a little bit. We're going to roll to hit a Fire Lash.
Hell yeah. Read me the description on that.
Fire Lash makes a melee attack against a target, doing fire damage on hit. On a natural attack of 18 or higher, the target's AC is decreased by 1 for the remainder of combat, up to minus 3. Too bad I got a natural 16, which should still hit with a plus...
It does hit.
Mm-hmm. Attack bonus, but it will not be lowering the AC, but that's fine. Dealing neutral damage. You know, at first I was hesitant because I was like, oh, it's a dragon. It must be a dragon type. It shouldn't do elemental damage. But yeah, it's a Fire Lash moment, you know?
Yeah.
Dealing a clean 23 points of damage there. And, you know, yes. Kabu has a unrelentingly positive outlook on life. He'll probably just swing it again. Might as well.
Yeah, go for it.
Inferno just can't get enough of these lashing. Well, that's a natural one, so I don't think that'll be hitting. So
we had enough.
No. Yeah. What does Fire Lash look like?
I imagine it's just it's like Power Whip but with fire. That's what it is in my head.
Power Whip but with fire. I'd like to, if I may, I sure. want a can of this in my head. Since of course does like an entire flip, and it's like the flames on its tail that it's whipping with.
Yeah, that's sick. Love that.
Yeah, so since Scorch does this really cool flip and then damages it with its tail, burning it all up one of its necks, not killing it though, or not destroying the head, and doing, what do we say, 23 points of fire damage.
Correct, 23.
Yeah, cool. Does Kabu want to do anything?
Yeah, Kabu wants to just kind of suss out the battlefield, see if this thing was like spawned in an area, or if maybe there's footprints in the snow and it seems that it walked here, or maybe it descended from the sky. Is there any way to tell where it came from?
Yeah, make a, I guess that'd just be a regular investigation because you're investigating the area.
Sure.
Yeah, do you have anything for nature?
I do not.
Okay.
Then don't forget you have your blow inspiration.
Oh, you know, I'll use that blow inspiration, actually. That sounds,
hell yeah.
That sounds good. Yeah, that gives me another 3. That actually makes it a reasonable roll. 14.
14, yeah. 14. You see pretty clearly under this thing is burn marks. that was in the exact same shape of the magic circle that was inside.
By under, do you mean it's like on its skin, on its belly, or like in the snow?
It's on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like there was a circle here that it came out of.
Perhaps when we defeat it, it will return to the world from whence it came, and then we can follow it into hell.
You want to go to hell?
That's where our friends are.
Hell is other people. You're so right.
Yeah, that's good. That's good for Kabu.
Cool, cool. Then we are down to Milo.
I think I'm not going to be super investigative on this, and we're just going to spray the Hydra with apple acid to make it easier for the team to actually fight the thing, since it's starting to beep-boop-beep-boop.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so yeah, just swinging with apple acid, so that is a DC 13 dex saving throw.
Dex saving throw. It does make it. So I'm guessing that's half damage. Remind
no,
me,
it,
read
it
me
just
the
avoids,
description
it just avoids the AC drop.
The AC drop? Okay.
Yeah.
Roll me that damage.
Mm-hmm. That is 18 points.
18 points.
Of grass-type damage.
Of grass-type damage. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, y'all are chipping this thing down slowly. Not doing too much damage and burst, which is Sag.
Mm-hmm.
Sag for him, but...
True.
Yeah, Appleton sprays an acid, and it kind of gets in the eyes out of all of them, and they're just like,
Oh no! Oh god.
Yeah. Taking 18 points of grass damage, and I am marking that down. Okay. And you said you're just swinging, you're not wanting to...
Nah.
Do anything else with that? Cool.
Yeah, nothing fancy there.
Cool, cool, cool. Then after Milo, it is... the Hydra's turn. This Centiscorch has been a problem for it. It is going to attempt to take a swipe at it. What is... Centiscorch's armor class.
Too high. It's too high. Don't even worry about it.
It's too high?
Mm-hmm. It's 18.
18? Okay. I'm about to have to roll a lot of dice. Because it is going to attempt to take a bite out of it once for every head that it has.
Oh, man. Getting a chomp.
Remind me that AC you said 16?
18.
18. That is high. Why did I put that so high? Okay.
He's a bug.
That's fine.
Exoskeleton, you know?
As this Hydra swings with all of its heads to take a bite out of the Centiscorch, the first attack misses, but the rest of the subsequent five do connect, dealing 38 points of typeless damage into Centiscorch. I didn't do as much as I thought it would.
It's all right, though. It's something.
It's some good damage.
It's only fair. Centiscorch has been chomping at this guy. He's only due to get chomped back.
Yep, that is the end of the Hydra's turn. And we are back down to Nessa.
Would you say this Hopdragon creature is particularly wise?
I would say it's wiser than it is smart.
Interesting, interesting. Well, you know, Nessa doesn't really have anything better to do other than just be a bitch right now. She's kind of annoyed. She's in hell. She doesn't know what's going on. The fourth wall has been broken. So she's going to use her little vicious mockery and just dig into this guy. And above table, Kira doesn't really have any insults because I don't really know what's going on. I'm going to be so honest. So just use your deepest, darkest, meanest imagination for what Nessa has to say here, because I just know it's pretty nasty. Yeah, so he's going to have, or the thing is going to have to make a DC 18 wisdom save or take a 3d4 typeless damage and have disadvantage for his next attack.
Wow, I really can't believe Nessa said that. That's really messed
I know.
Up.
That's so fucked up. What was the DC again?
18.
Like that's it passes it. It gets a 19.
Okay, well, it's because I couldn't think of anything mean to say. Damn it.
Hashtag Nessa is over party.
Yeah, we're canceling Nessa now.
Canceling Nessa.
She didn't say anything like cancelable.
Are you sure about that? My imagination said otherwise.
Didn't know you felt that way.
He didn't have to bring his mother into this.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, she would say that. Okay, well, that didn't work. It's fine. Chomper's my goat. Okay. He'll come through. We're going to go for another rock tomb. And so do you want me to do it the same way, like I roll dex so it can hit the... Are we hitting the heads? Is that okay? Because I knew that it grew back and he got healed.
Above then everybody table, else is... you have to do a certain amount of damage at the same time to cut off a head.
Okay.
So nobody since has met that damage threshold.
Good, good, good. Because I don't want him to heal. Cool. So I'm going to roll dex to see... Well, first I should roll a hit, right?
Is that a saving throw or is that a hit?
Oh, sorry. It is. It is
a saving throw. Yeah. So that was a dex. What is that DC?
So you have to make a strength save. The power says 19. So is that the?
That is what I have to roll.
Okay.
It does not make 19.
Very cool. Very fun. Very slay. And I want to aim for the body, not the heads.
So
I'm gonna roll my dex. My very dexterous turtle. Okay, my dexterous turtle got a dirty 7, so these rocks are just going wherever, I guess.
Cool. Yeah, roll the damage. We will see then where the rocks go.
20 points of rock damage.
Yes. Man, y'all are fucking this thing up. Yes, minus 20 points of damage. Chompers shoots a bunch of rocks. They go flying every which direction, hitting the Hydra in multiple different parts of its body. Not really targeted on any one area, dealing 20 points of rock type damage.
Incredible and iconic of Chompers.
It's a good turtle.
He's so good. He's cool, the best boy.
If that is it, we are down to Marnie.
Boy.
I love that as the introduction of every turn.
This is probably not going to do anything, but I feel like this is what Melissa playing Marnie would do. I would like Marnie to blow her horn, hoping that some creature, another Pokemon, like, I know Calyrex died, but, like, who else lives in Galar? Eternatus, Zacian, Zamazenta, like, blowing the horn, trying to summon somebody. Anybody.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that you can't do that. I'll let you blow the horn, but that's not.
It won't summon a.
Yeah.
Won't even summon like a random Whismur in one of the caves. Nothing.
Nah.
Okay. Everybody still has inspiration except Richie.
It was very useful. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I guess hungry. Pico will use Aura Wheel and Quick Attack. Back to back again. Should I roll the quick attack first?
Yeah. Roll to hit the quick attack.
So fast. Oh, that might not hit. 14?
That does not hit.
Uh-huh. And we need a DC 20 dex save.
It does not make the save.
Excellent.
So it's going to take full dark 10. Type damage. Mm-hmm.
21 plus 10 is 31.
31. And with this aura wheel, you successfully managed to chop off one of its heads.
Excellent. So fun.
Cool.
I think 30 is approaching the threshold for damage at a time.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my guess based on damage done.
Yeah. If you don't got anything else you want to try, I'm going to say Marnie hasn't used their action. So if you want to make any other kind of check or do something, you can.
Can I like perception the area to see if I can like spot anything that would be causing our friends to still be like in their spell like sleep?
Yeah, go ahead and make the check.
Perception is wisdom and I have 0 wisdom. That's a 4.
4. Yeah. You can't really gather much of anything with this giant now 5-headed dragon breathing down your neck.
This is a stinky situation, guys.
You said it.
Cool. And yep. With that, I believe we are back down to Bede.
Bede.
That's a good one.
Bede. Bozo. That's another pronunciation of Bede, by the way.
Guys, how do we deal bozo type damage?
You just gotta be really stupid. Just empty all thoughts out of your mind and boom.
Easy. I'm really good at that. Thoughts to start.
Let's go. Okay, we throw Milo at it.
Yeah.
How about I grab a red ball and put it on its nose and then I paint it with white face paint and yeah. Give it little cheeks?
Hell yeah. So good.
Yeah, it takes 30 all points of it, clown type damage.
every head gets a clown nose.
Easy. Do we have enough clown noses?
You guys know that meme of the Hydra where it's like two like really serious, really menacing looking heads, then one that's like really derpy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Could I do like a check for like a vibe check of like how healthy this dude is looking right now?
Yeah. Roll me vibe check. I don't know what I want that to be. You're observing the creature. We'll say it's a perception.
Fair enough. It was a natural one.
It was a natural one. Yeah, this thing's just really scary. Like, you have no idea.
In that case, I will try to mystically fire him.
Ooh.
I will roll to hit. That'll be a 15.
A 15. That meets the armor class and ties favor the attacker.
Hogger!
So roll me that damage.
Alright, yeah, mystically tell him we no longer need his services.
Yeah, if you could do me a favor and roll low.
Alright. That's a 13?
13. As Hatterene, with its magical little ribbon hands that we discussed last time, shoots out a ball of fire at this Hydra. The Hydra erupts. I'm going to say the entire creature catches on fire, and it decides it doesn't want to do this anymore. So the portal beneath it opens back up, and he goes back home.
Well, can we go in? Can we
problem solved?
No, we did it.
We don't want to go back with it. Come on.
A win's a win.
Yeah.
He's been fired.
What is a win?
Make a perception check.
Who is?
Whoever wanted to go in. Kabu?
Kabu always wants to jump into mysterious portals. 18.
Mm-hmm. 18. Yeah. As this Hydra descends back into the portal, burned and bloodied, the portal closes back, and on top of the center of the portal are your friends Piers and B.
Oh, geez, two of them.
Oh.
Hey, Marnie, you got that tutor?
The what?
The horn?
Oh, yeah.
A tutor.
Tutor.
You want a good blow?
Yeah, give it a good blow.
God.
We are out of initiative, by the way.
Can I roll the blow?
Stop. Put it out, dude.
Yeah, give me a charisma check.
Oh. 18.
Ooh. As you blow your mighty horn, the two people laying in the circle begin to stir. And also is it two or three people that were still inside? I don't know. Everyone that is also still inside that you saved from the first magic circle also begin to awaken and stir.
Oh, they're like inside the house. Inside the...
The cathedral.
Whoa, everybody's here. There's just two on one thing and three on the other.
Oh, there's two outside where the Hydra was, and there's three inside.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's five.
That's all the friends.
That was one except mighty blow. Well, Hop's not our friend.
That's true. Not anymore.
Yeah. Where is Hop? That is the question.
Do you say this? Are you pondering this in character?
Hop will rush over to Piers and grab him by the shoulders and shake him awake and say, "Where's Hop?"
Yeah, as you grab him and you begin to say, where is, and the name completely escapes your mind.
Whoa.
They took they're gone.
Are we missing someone? Was there somebody else here?
Something's fishy, but at least our friends are here. Isn't that right, yeah. Piers? And I help him up.
All of our friends, all of the friends that we know are here.
Do any of them seem like hurt or marked, or like do they have any weird memories or anything?
Yeah, if you ask around, they'll give you kind of a recap of like what happened that they remember. Some of them stayed asleep the entire time. Leon was actually able to shake it off, and he tried to fight the creature for a little bit. But then eventually he himself was knocked out and put under a spell. But he does vaguely remember Calyrex entering and beginning to make a challenge with this Black Knight.
Mm.
But outside of that, no, there's no extra weirdness, no extra markings, no extra nothing.
So we're just outside of the temple, right?
Yeah.
Does Leon remember having a brother?
Leon has always been an only child.
Weird.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's like,
no, that's true, yeah.
Are Leon and Sonya gonna get married now?
Yeah, yeah, right now.
That, right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Milo officiate their wedding.
Yes, as recognized by the state of Gellar.
Yeah. Leon kind of gives Sonya the ick now.
What?
Real?
Yeah, yikes. He's a little...
Wait, stand aside? Is it finally time for me to shoot my shot?
Yes! Like,
yeah, you know, since Leon was raised as an only child, he's a little bit of a... He's a little bit of a spoiled brat, you know?
Oh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Now, this whole history rewrite that we just occurred. This timeline's insane. Shoot your shot.
Shoot your
W Riz. Come on, W Riz.
W Riz.
Okay. Nessa notices, you know, her longtime best friend looking super uncomfortable and disgusted by this man. So she's just gonna like put her arm around Sonya and like lead her away, be like, I'm so glad you finally saw the light.
Yeah. You do that.
Thank you.
And she's still just kind of like icking as you're walking away. Just like, ugh.
Men are gross, you know. You don't really need them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you wanting to do anything further with this? Or are you wanting to
leave it open-ended.
Interesting.
All right,
I have a plus zero in charisma.
You see some police sirens in the distance. The police are here. They're taking everyone's statement, and it's over.
Kabu's a little suspect
unceremoniously
of the he's not suspect of the police. He just doesn't want them to find out too much about him, you know.
Yeah, Milo just doesn't
Kabu
like
say a cab. Yeah, Milo definitely says a cab.
We have a new Eldritch Horror to deal with. The police.
All right, four shot time.
Roll for initiative. We're fighting the cops.
Also, I just realized I was looking at the wrong sheet again. Nessa has a plus +5 in charisma. So epilogue time, she's asking out Sonya. I'm rolling my dice.
Hell yeah. You have inspiration if you haven't used it yet.
True. Okay, I got a 9, but then I'm plus +5 in charisma, and then I get plus +4. So is that 18?
Are we retconning? What are we doing?
It's I don't know. Epilogue. This is like an epilogue.
After
man.
The credits.
Okay.
The credits scene. Rolled. Okay.
The end credit scene.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the post credit scene.
Oh my god! Quick, yeah, write up your post credits.
Yeah. What are you doing? How are you approaching this? What's the move?
Fuck.
No Riz.
I have no Riz.
Come on, you have Riz.
Kira has no Riz. Nessa has a lot of Riz.
Okay, Nessa, okay. You are Nessa. Just channel it.
Channel it.
Channel the Riz.
Nessa's just gonna like ask Sonya if she wants to like go out to dinner at that cute little restaurant in what's my city?
Yeah, what is your city called?
Fuck, what's my city called? 1 second.
I don't even think I know off the top.
There's that lighthouse with the toxicity statue.
Holberry. We're going to go to that nice restaurant in Holberry.
I hear it's very nice.
Like, not like as friends. Oh. And I'll be like, no, not as friends.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
Her eyes light up and she blushes a little bit. And she's like, yeah, I'd like that.
Okay. And then we hold hands and we walk off into the sunset together.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Curtain closes. Love wins.
All right, before the cops show up, Milo's going to jump out the window to try to escape the cops because he has some shit on him. Homie's got a record. He's got to go.
I mean, he is a grass type trainer.
He's
so it's
been
grass.
Some shit on his farm.
I'm just saying, I run that town.
You should hear what his voice sounds like when he's not blazed out of his mind.
Oh, I got to go. Not the cops, man.
Man.
Nessa suddenly
thinks like
she should
Milo
visit
is like the secret mob boss.
Not the cops, man. I gotta go.
Why do you think he has so much wooloo there for smuggling? They got that thick fur. You stash the drugs
that's where
in there.
He keeps the drugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lulu's are real good at rolling, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, your gym challenge was actually doing a delivery.
It's a whole smuggling raid. Yeah.
Quick, what's everybody else's epilogue?
Yeah,
what's your post credit?
Oh, Marnie's just blowing, you know?
Stop.
Stop blowing!
No, stop.
You're gonna blow the whole town.
No, stop. I feel like hashtag goals.
Oh no. I guess Marnie's kind of a musician, right? So like, or maybe she's, maybe do people just like her? Is she a musician or does she just hang out? I don't even know.
Just like her.
Piers is the musician.
Groupies.
Yeah.
She's got like a whole army of TVL people who just like follow her around for a while.
Yeah. They're just like her tier three simps.
Yeah.
Real.
Kabu is going to first not just give minimal information to the cops. And then he's going to throw his towel over his shoulder, as he does. And he's going to start doing his funny jog. And he's going to jog from the Crown Tundra all the way back home to Hoenn.
To Hoenn?
Yeah.
It's not, back to, not back to the gym. Not nope. back to the... He's going all the way.
Nope. He experienced some weird stuff. There's a hole in his mind where Hop used to be. He just wants to go back to the Lava Ridge Hot Springs. And he's just going to jog the whole way, Forrest Gump style.
Yeah, it's like, this is a real Forrest Gump ending.
You just see him jogging over the mountain in the sunset.
And I just ran back to Hoenn. I just kept running and running.
He swam. No, he didn't swim. Santa Scorch made a bridge.
That's right. He actually
so
just
true.
Ran across the Santa Scorch
bridge. Yeah, he never stopped running.
I know. When you can't stop thinking about the Santa Scorch bridge, it takes you home.
And it's not even really running. It's like a funny jog, you know? It's like not even a real run. That's his epilogue.
I love that. Does that mean I get to move up a gym? Like I'm number three now?
Yeah, sure.
Hell yeah. See you later.
What do we get for Bead?
I feel like Bead is giving a full statement to the police, making himself look like the hero for the entire thing, and that like nobody else did anything, and like Bead just like saved the day.
Mm-hmm. Marnie's adoring fans show up.
You mean team yell?
Fireball starts flying.
Team yells, yelling, you know.
They pick you up and they carry Marnie away on the shoulders and you see her ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
Is that everyone? Is that an epilogue for everybody?
I think that's everybody.
I think it is. Nice.
It was beautiful.
Gorgeous. I'm crying a little.
And Leon's alone and a brat.
And not the champion. What,
truly the only child. True. Once again.
He's still got Charizard.
True. That's his one constant.
But Charizard also gives like only child energy. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the third and final part of the Galar Gala Trilogy, DM'd by Jacob. If you enjoyed his DMing and enjoyed the change of pace, be sure to let him know. Leave a response in the Spotify Q&A, or comment on YouTube, or best of all, shout at us on Twitter or at the Discord server. All of those links are at linktree.ee/dunsparce, linktr.ee/dunsparce. Thank you for all of your support, and we hope you enjoyed the bonus content that we create when we are in off time. That being said, we're very eager to return to the main campaign on April 2nd. We will see you then. And then we went outside and we saw Calyrex, and he was very sad and sick.
And just died.
Yeah. He
very very Zoe moment, honestly.
He had gluten intolerance, unfortunately.
Calyrex. Oh, and then my personal favorite thing happened when Melissa electrocuted us all. And it's Marnie.
Yeah. Marnie, aka Cindy, aka Melissa.
What? I play the same character regardless of who I play. What?
At least electricity is like, it's a different kind of volatility than fire, you know?
I love the consistency as a person.
Same vibe, though.
Crunchy's on my lap, so it makes typing a little difficult.
Hi, Crunchy.
Hello, Crunchy.
Get a job, Crunchy.
Yeah, he needs to be bringing in some income.
Homie's an absolute freeloader. And
tough times.
Yep.
Maybe he should have
thought about it. Tough out here for a pop star.
True.
For a hop star.
A hop star.